Shri Gurudev, I do have one question. On the first night, you spoke about Guru Tattva. Some asked that when you say Guru gives any relationship at the time of Diksha, means in seed form, but some are thinking means like Siddha Pranali. So some confusion has come because they say that at that time, if you say giving relation, they're thinking like Siddha Pranali.
No. Siddha Pranali, not Rasagulla.
Until by doing bhajan, all kinds of unearth will not go. Siddha Deh cannot come. It may come at the stage of Rati. Saddha, bhajan kriya, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, asakti, and then rati, shuddha sat will come at that time, siddha. And those who are trying by they will be like Babaji of Radha Kund. All having one lady, widows. And son may come.
Daughter.
And daughter and granddaughter.
Gurudev. That Krishna Seva Vasana. Krishna Seva Vasana. That time when Guru is giving, specific.
Before that, by any association of any high class of bhakti, then he gave seed of that. That is why he came to Guru. And then he accepted him. First he knew, first Shraddha will come.
Lokik Shraddha, then
Shraddha. Means here, doing pranam as a general. But when more association will be, then actual Shraddha will come and he will go to Gurudev and Guru will give. And also you know that seed is there, but latent. Gurudev gives water, heat,
light, air,
and thus it comes
sprout.
Then gradually goes.
Gurudev, let me introduce Ekabhokta.
Ekabhokta, Prabhu. Ekabhokta, Prabhu.
From Mexico.
What name?
Ekabhokta. Ekabhokta. Only Eka one, Bhokta. Only alone enjoyer.
One enjoyer.
Who gave you name?
Alone enjoyer.
27 years ago, it was Hridayananda Maharaj. And seven.
Who gave?
Hridayananda Maharaj.
Ekabhokta.
Gurudev.
Sanskrit scholar.
Gurudev, he has so many skills for publication in Spanish. So many, he want to help us.
You gave me a Gayatri mantra in 2001.
I have given?
Yeah.
Very good. He can help? He's qualified?
Yes, you're very qualified.
And we want?
No. Yes, we need
make
it.
Make a board for?
Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish, yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah.
And they should do all my books.
Only we need two things, very important. One, Mexican food. And two tickets.
I did work with...
He likes Mexican food. He likes Mexican.
Cactus. Tacos.
I worked 12 years for BBT in Mexico.
Only BBT done as in a kaj koreche, seba koreche.
Very good.
I want to say that just by your presence, all sins are banish. And you have kindly given the seed of bhakti in my heart, and I want to thank you very much, Gurudev.
Very good.
But now he needs a new name.
New name, Gurudev?
Seed has come. And it may sprout very soon.
Don't worry. I want to be always with I want to go back to Mexico and preach. And would you kindly give me your blessings and empowerment?
Very good. Very good. If you will read Gita, Bhagavatam, Jaiva Dharma, edited by me,
Okay.
It will help you so much.
In preaching.
So much. Thank you. Thank you.
What?
How are you?
Very well, thank you. By your mercy, causeless mercy.
You are here in class?
Yes.
Where is your...
Raghunath.
Chacha.
Pushkar, Prabhu.
Pushkar.
He's painter.
Like this
kind of Samarali Vijayan painter, na?
Together with, by the direction of Swami Maharaj.
Pushkar. Oh, Ram is calling.
You're calling me? It's painter like Samarali Ji. Is to guide them not for so painting.
Good, no, very good, very good.
You have questions?
No question.
No
question.
No question. You have question for him? He knows many, many verses in Sanskrit. He's very learned.
He's pundit.
We call him pundit.
Yeah. Chai Satchamani, Sanatana Goswami. People accept me as pundit, but they have to be. You know a million times more.
Then half a million times more?
Abhiram has a question.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam kuto api jadilam tata raulam api janma koti sukritam. What is the meaning? You?
Means that after millions of births you may not get loyam.
You should tell me what he is.
He's saying that...
Let him
finish.
Oh, yeah.
I told something. That you won't get Krishna bhakti after millions of years unless you get greed, loyam.
He's saying that you will not get Krishna bhakti even after millions of years unless greed comes.
Loyam.
But what is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati? The question is this.
Can you tell?
What is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita
Mati? Translated to English. How you translate it?
Well, Prabhupada used the English translation that is Krishna consciousness, thinking of Krishna.
He said that our Guru Maharaj, when he named his society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, he based it upon this.
It is all right, I know. But what is Krishna
bhakti? What it is?
Rasa.
What it is? Tell what it is.
I don't know. I don't have it.
You are cheating us.
But I have not. Then how I can tell?
Let him come. Follow. Okay. You should think. There is some difference in bhakti and bhakti rasa. Both are not same. Bhakti separate, bhakti rasa separate. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, there was bhakti. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya,
Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya,
and so many others, they used to follow bhakti. But not bhakti rasa. You should know that what is a rasa? It will be only in the ragatmik bhakta, rasa, before not. Okay? When anyone will be ragatmik, and mamta will, minus will come in very thick way. like Mother Yashoda, like Sakha, more than Sakha, Mother Yashoda, more in gopis, more in Lalita Visakha, and more in
Radhika.
Then their surface of Krishna is called a rasa, sakha rasa, vatsalya rasa, madhur rasa. When they will hear about these from any rasik tattva vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, then it may be that laulya may come. Otherwise, no. Lolly for what thing?
For bhakti ras.
Greed for what thing?
For bhakti ras.
I want
that type of
same
service.
Same rush like Mother Yashoda. I want same rush like Subal, Sridham. Oh, I like to be like gopis. They left everything in Parkiya mode, Unnato Jalva. And among them, I want to serve Radhika and his services, mood of serving. Then it is bhakti ras. So Lolla should come from there. But how it will come? And koti koti janma sukriti, it cannot
thousand,
be.
Thousand.
Only it may come if a rasik bhakti, Rupa Goswami, Swarup Damodar, and in their line, we will hear very attentively. With hearing here, keeping here, then laulya may come.
One question, Srila Gurudev. So you are telling that bhakti rasa is there in Ragatmika.
Also, in this world, Mahaprabhu brought, Rupa Goswami brought. Before that, there was no rush, bhakti rush. Only bhakti rush.
Other than Krishna, like Ramchandra, Hanuman, and other, they are also Ragatmika Jan. They had bhakti rush or not?
Yes. Hanuman has sakha rush.
Dasa rush.
So many miksha. Yudhishthira has
Dasa-sakha-vatsalya,
Shakharas-dasa. Arjuna like that.
And how can say before Mahaprabhu there was no bhakti ras?
Not preaching in this world.
When we hear about Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryam Susamya Bhak, Rujibhis Chittam Ashranya
Kridaso Bhava-uchate,
that at that stage, now the potential for tasting bhakti ras has begun.
It means that is Shuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means the more in the heart of gopis, Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, Subalitya. That is Vishuddha. When you will meditate like that with Krishna, with their mood, Smaranam kya?
Krishnam smaran janan jasra prishtham nija samihitam.
Then that mood will come.
Vishnu, we are leaving today or tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning or tomorrow evening.
So drop by, yeah?
Jamna
Nasina. Jamna Prasad.
He has come?
Yeah.
Very good. How are you?
Good.
How is your business?
Business
going
is
on?
Doing much better since you're the chairman now.
Very good. It's better. I like.
Plus, you're sending me good employees, too. Umesh is doing a really good job.
Subal Sakha Prabhu, working with Yamuna Prabhu.
Who?
Subal Prabhu. Oh. And he's doing very well.
He's qualified.
Very qualified. Very good.
More than Vishwamba?
You're funny.
Different. different skills.
That's a good answer.
Sir, funny.
You don't compare different category. I'm very much worried. Our Los Angeles preaching center, any solution is not coming. Either sell or keep. You all also meeting together. You should take some test for this.
Okay.
The center was very, very suitable.
But too much to maintain. Mm-hmm.
But if we cannot take, sell and take better.
Smaller one,
another.
Better.
And if you can maintain, very good.
I understand. We have to, if we're going to sell, we have to wait until
the market,
the end of the year. Well, not so much that, the end of the year, because the financing arrangements, there's a penalty for early.
Can we maintain?
Well,
whenever you'll go to LA, not possible to give class there because so many will come. To big property, maintain too much money. Better to sell and take a smaller one.
$10,000 a month.
Old elephant.
Yeah.
White elephant.
Because Sahib Gurudev is small for Gurudev class, so no need to maintain for that. But they sell and take smaller one, they're better.
So we'll sell. As soon as we can sell is December, because we have a, there's a penalty on the loan. If we pay off early, it costs $50,000. So we're gonna. So the soonest we can sell is September, is December.
And then market will go high then.
Please.
Yeah.
A smaller place.
Yeah.
Yeah, more suited.
To whom they will easily maintain.
As before, a smaller, very nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very nice.
Okay. No, I understand.
Another question?
Another picture will go, the living room is practically everywhere, but it's too much to maintain. We told you one other time. Yes, please come. Gajahanta Prabhu has one question.
Are you happy to come and hear classes?
I am so much pleased.
So why you become late?
Because I am very fallen jiva.
But you are standing. You are standing.
But my consciousness is very fallen. So we say Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya, that we are thinking that just give us one drop of your mercy. Does this... we are praying to Gurudev. Does this lolyam, is it dependent upon Gurudev?
But Gurudev must be qualified to do, he should be high class of Rashi and Tattvajna both.
All are acharyas.
Then that Guru will may give.
All our acharyas from Rupa Goswami are high class Rasik.
What?
Rupa Goswami's line, our Guru Bhargava, they are all high class, Rasika and Bhavuka.
Rupa Goswami is there actually. Sarup Damodar more.
Now, Bolchan, their line, our Guru Bhargavas.
Yes.
All our acharyas from Bhakti Vinod, all are
Rupanuga.
High class Rasik gurus. So we should be praying to them for this. Kripa.
Surely.
To have lolyam.
Rohim.
And through your good self.
I am not like that.
you are more than that. We feel, Gurudev, that Srila Prabhupada, he came. This is the first wave of bhakti in our life. And you are coming as the second wave of bhakti. In our life.
Hey,
how
you
can tell
what
you should
very fallen?
You should
know. He told everywhere, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. But I preach that you should forget. Something
different.
Something more. Not less, but more.
But you should know that both are in one line, one purpose. First,
you
stage
have
that.
To know.
Come to first stage that you should know that Krishna is supreme personality of God.
And after when it will be fixed, then he should try to forget. Otherwise, Braj Prem cannot come.
And Gurudev, more waves from this ocean of bhakti will be coming in the future.
Yes.
Many more waves.
Oh, very, so many waves coming.
Tidal waves.
Be careful, tsunami.
No one can count.
Right now, tsunami.
One question. That means, like a...
What?
I wish to serve you on the Holy Dham. Will you give me your blessing?
Bolche ami apnar
seva Holy Dham e gaye seva korte jabe like a and doti and sika. Are important things?
I am now returning. I went to Ohio for 3 months and quit the job there. Now I'm going back after the festival to South Florida.
Oh, beautiful.
The things like Dhoti, Sita, and Kunti Mala, this is external thing. What is it about the Bhakti? What is its relation?
Bolche Sikha, Mala, Dhoti, Tila, external Bhakti, Bhakti ki sambandh ki.
This is necessary?
It's the God kind of
try to realize this.
This is part of Bhajan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami has written in Hari Bhakti Vilas.
Hari Bhakti Vilas.
For whom? For whom he has written? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too? Why we are all Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami, all are taking? Is it external? For our, we are soul, we are not the physical body. For cloth, Shilder for soul, it's external. Then how we can move
next? You gave me order to help Tirthapad Prabhu with the Brihad Bhagavat Amrita. He wouldn't like me to learn Hindi, so I can help him more than
how
the glass.
You can help, I mean. And very Prem
Prem.
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 Prem. What you are doing from Udvallin Mani?
Yes, translation is going on very well. And I'm in contact with Vishnu Daivat Maharaj.
My life?
Gurudev, no. I'm in contact with Vishnu Daivat Maharaj. I'm in contact with Vishnu Daivat Maharaj.
Vishnu what Daivat Maharaj.
And no, he has some group of people there in his Sangha. They are Sanskrit scholars. And he wants to give, I discussed with him.
What
they
is
do,
the need of now no, Sanskrit pandits?
They
I
do
have
one
translated,
chapter.
You so translate only.
But they will do one chapter, and then send to me, and then I will check to make the process quickly.
I have done already.
Yes.
From Hindi. Anubhav.
No, they will do from Hindi. They will do from Hindi.
But his translation is
but
not
it's helpful.
Into English.
Oh, he has other.
Yeah, but he will not translate.
For a long time,
some outer thing, sent to me, and then I will go over everything to make it faster.
I'm waiting.
How many chapters has been done so far?
Hey, Guru Dev, I have done personally 4.
And the father of
Tanmoy.
He did in Hindi.
But the Hindi only came out just in the last 12 months. Because it was not finished. The editors were not finished.
We have Bhagavad Samrita.
How many chapters are there?
About 17.
17, 18, like this.
How much time do you think it will take?
And last side, five half, and another big
yeah,
huge chapter.
Yeah. Last
one.
And the idea is that they know Sanskrit course. The thing is, they know Hindi, of course. They'll translate from the Hindi. But it's helpful to be able to refer back to the Tika. So they will translate chapter, another chapter. Maybe the translation is not perfect, but okay, and then send it to me. So then I will edit over it. So I am translating, and they will also translate, and I'll edit what they've done. And this way, if more people work together, it can be done more quickly. This is the plan to try to make it go faster.
ठीक
है जाओ बहुत अच्छा हुआ तुम लोग सब वहाँ से आ गई हरि कथा सुना अब लौट जाओ हम तो ह्यूस्टन अब आ ही रहे हैं
गुरुदेव बहुत अच्छी हरि कथा हुई
आपका कीर्तन बहुत आनंद आया, कीर्तन बहुत अच्छा। आज या कल
कनाडा जाएगी या ऑस्ट्रेलिया चली जाएगी?
हां कनाडा से उसके बाद।
कहीं रखने
तुम्हारे
पति जब मासा सब छोड़ेगा तो
लंड बोर्ड
आ जाओगे आप ही हो, मैं कोई चिंता नहीं
छोड़े
छोड़े सब की देखे
लंड
बोर्ड भेजा सब चरण घुमा लो।
What? How are you?
I'm happy to be with you, Gurudev. I'll see you and speak with you in Houston.
Huh?
I'm coming to Houston. I'll speak with you there.
Also, but there is no hurry.
No problem.
I will show to Dr. Baswal.
I have to have some chance to speak with you. I'll come. I'll see you there.
You can speak with me here.
Anyway, I'm going there. I have ticket.
I'm distributing your book.
Could.
Her book every day. What? I take her. Oh. I take her books out every day. Her fearless Prahlad
book. Prahlad, that Prahlad book.
Sir Prabha Darshan.
You can ask Samrani. Go to Samrani about her. Purusha, you morning walk or meera kore na kena. Like Samrani, the lamma Samrani.
Yesterday in Darshan Gurudev explained everything.
Yesterday someone asked the same question.
Now okay?
Oh really? And what did they say?
He loves his daughters more than his sons. But because sannyasi, some etiquette is there. Ladies and gents, walking together is not so good.
So that's why
But in class, you are all welcome. In class, all are there, Gurudev said. That is most important place.
Yeah, but
no, because Gurudev walks with ladies and all over the
Costa Rica and then return to
Houston.
Houston and Badger? Well,
yes.
Wow. Your husband also
comes?
No,
he let me come.
That's good.
No, do check this.
Put it here.
Both hands needed. Flower, flower.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait, stop. No, 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 no. Wait. Wait. Close the door.
Also, Janaki Vrindavan just stayed with us. She needs permission to go hear Premananda Prabhu's classes. They're asking if it's okay.
Yeah, but I didn't schedule it.
Janaki, she does
schedule it. I have scheduled other devotees.
No need.
What is Manju?
Here. Bamsi. Basanti, what is this?
Here. Bamsi Prabhu, okay. Manju, they have come for you.
Thank you, Gurudev, for helping
him. Last time he was very painful. It is better now.
Better. Thank you for helping him.
But he's much more better than before.
He's much better than before.
And he should gradually be better.
Thank you, Gurudev.
And he should chant Ramayana and all bhakti activities. My blessing.
You're his only salvation.
She's helping so much.
I know.
She's helping Bamsi, but especially she's helping always your all committees with legal advice, yes. Everything.
Trying,
so many, my heartly blessings to her for this.
They have report for you.
This is the.
Let them go.
Yes.
Okay. I'm coming.
Okay.
Then you should bring.
Okay.
You should bring inside. Okay. When Gurudev comes inside. Yes, I'm gonna look how many and then. Call Bamsi and Manju. Bamsi. Yeah. What is your schedule after this?
We're here for 2 weeks.
And then?
We're going to New York, New Jersey, DC, Harrisburg.
Good. And then?
If
Houston on the 3rd of June.
Why Houston?
Why Houston?
To make a jikle, get Seva Kund ready for jikle.
Okay.
It's never been made jikle, and then they're there till the 10th.
Do you want to take it? Huh? You want to take?
I'm not qualified, but you can change, you can do it.
How many
the years one manjari,
you will be like that?
I was looking for them. You found them?
Yeah. You should try to
develop.
Manjari one.
Sorry?
Because I had to bring Vinod Varney.
Already, Gurudev met her yesterday.
She wanted to speak with you for a couple of minutes.
She can speak. Now the time for the breakfast already
7:30. 1 second.
Are you okay or need to chair?
Gurudev, you remember me?
She spoke very boldly. Your Vishwarup Mahotsav.
Very good. Very good.
Now I'm remembering something.
I have two sons and my husband was bothering you.
Two sons.
My husband was very upset that we were coming to you. Anyway, that's all story now.
We forget that.
Yeah. Whatever offense I have made, please forgive.
But
never, never, never you have done any offense. I know you cannot do.
I miss you very much, Guru.
But I feel that so long time you are not coming and have any connection.
I have been in living in America 10 years.
You have paid for the books, right?
Right here.
No, you are doing so much.
No, we want it back.
Why not to let them come?
No, they want to offer something. But he is patient. Yeah. Come, come.
You can move them, they can both come.
Come, come. Hey, Chamarani Didi.
Now, Thomas Pinsam, how many?
She,
what?
She wants to know how she can become closer to you again.
As he was before, she can be like that. No question. My door is always open.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should come out.
Manju Didi. They are staying.
Abhi 2 ghante.
Come, come.
Abhi 2 ghante baad baithenge. Achha.
Lag jayenge. Kuch hari naam dena hai. Are hum to aapke ghar mein aa rahe hain.
Haan to aaiye na.
Ye Maharaj ji thode laddu padti.
Theek hai. Laddu ja.
Pata nahi mere ko malum hai ki
if we have to eat all this, then we cannot come to Houston.
Houston mein mohi milti
hai. Haan.
Bahut. Haan. Ye rasgulla. Theek hai. Brother,
you can try thing. I can do rasgulla, no problem.
Yes.
Have you told the date? To take the date for Mathur?
Yes. We are in contact with Dr. Mathur since last...
How many days we will stay in Houston?
About 8 days.
Seven, eight.
7 days.
7 days.
8 days. Yeah.
10 days.
In the last, we will go to...
In the last or the first, it is up to them. What they want, we will do.
Come in the first because weekend prize, weekend fellow.
They are asking first.
Yeah, I think so. It is good. Then the weekend is with you.
No, I never told you. Prathame dike asar jonno. Chalo se Shani Roibar hobe tale samasto lokke dakbe ona na ona chai sabai asuk.
The first day, first week come there.
Sunday ko weekend.
And then Saturday, ha.
Acha,
which day?
Stop. Airport me. You should write also Vishnu.
Yeah, I'll speak with him. If we come first to your house, then we can stay 3 days. If we come in the end, we can stay 4 days.
We'll see.
Possession is 99%. Acha, admit he came, but come on Sunday, we'll arrange for the big event. Big together.
On Saturday, there is a festival.
No, Sunday. We can
Saturday, the 31st, we're making progress.
Yes. Okay. If on Sunday we come, then have to bribe Vishnu Prabhu, because he gets 3 days and a program at your house.
Saturday,
they will not let Gurudev go.
Okay, I have some
still, you can think and decide.
It's 10 days in Houston, so 5 days.
I don't know 10 days. I know only 7 days.
If you do 10, then easily you can maintain. Yeah, yeah, if 10, then easily maintain.
See, I know 7 days in Houston and you can 3 days here, so that makes 10. Gurudev, they have done so much service, trying to organize one society, another, helping with your book distribution, doing so many legal things. They have reports for you.
This is a report and the balance of the monies from the Bhakti Art. When we set up Bhakti Art.
Yes.
This is a report.
They set up one society, Bhakti Art, and they pledged to give $10,000.
You should increase the voice. Okay.
This is the balance from Bhakti Art. I'm giving him the report. This is the balance from Bhakti Art and how we spent the money to help Shamarani with her art, and the balance of
this is?
Yes, this is the balance of the Bhakti Art money.
They have made society and they have pledged they will give 10,000.
Later you can read this, then can understand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually,
yes.
Gurudev, yes. They lost $7,000. But they have lost $7,000.
How?
Anyhow, books were given to Nischintya Prabhu, Shamarani, Didi and others that they may have given you directly money, but not in their account. So both Manju and Bamsi, they are telling, we want that all should be clear and proper done. So they are, from their own pocket, they are giving you $7,700.
They're not fault.
Okay.
Sorry?
Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then books went to Los Angeles Temple, and there, no proper accounting, no proper management. Even they tried very hard. Sometimes books...
Why they should be fined?
I told them, no need for you to do that. But they... say, this is our principle. We want to, what we promise, we want to fulfill.
And what we pay her for all what she is doing.
Gurudev, nothing.
You give me so much. You give him so much.
We cannot repay you.
Yeah.
You are repaying us. You are repaying us. Thank you. In more ways than we can count. Thank you.
I'm happy that he...
So you can tell later, you can give no problem.
No problem. Yeah. No problem. We
then you can keep this.
Oh, this is okay also. We can put in Bhakti.
No, the Gurudev's name.
Oh, it can be done.
None?
Yeah.
Okay, then no
okay.
problem.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
But by that they get the reduction?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Then no problem.
Yes.
Pora porven. Jal khawar khan aage.
This has
a right. I will call you to understand if
okay.
needed.
Okay. Yes. I'm across the street at
they are in Mukunda's house.
Mukunda's.
Where you give darshan and initiation, that house they are staying.
We're staying in Mukunda's.
And then I will ask.
Okay.
Haribol, everyone can move now. We will take his breakfast.
May I ask?
Yes, sure.
If you would help me ask a question.
Yes, sure. You can ask.
Simple question. Gurudev, you've said that...
You can tell, I'll tell Gurudev.
Gurudev.
Whatever.
You have said that if one cannot defeat an argument when someone should cast a fence against you,
yeah.
if I cannot defeat the argument that I should leave,
yes.
What if somebody is giving a offense against my wife and I don't know how to defeat the argument or something like that? Should I also leave?
What? বলছে যদি কেউ আপনার বিরুদ্ধে কোনো অপরাধমূলক কথা বলে যদি আমি তাকে ডিফিট পরাজিত করতে না পারি আমার তো উচিত কানে হাত দিয়ে চলে আসা কোনো বৈষ্ণবের বিরুদ্ধে মানে ওনার বিরুদ্ধে কেউ উল্টা কথা উল্টা সেটা বলছে বলে আমি তাকে ডিফিট অ্যাবাউট হা বলে আই কুড নট ডিফিট দ্য হু ইজ স্পিকিং হোয়াট শ্যাল আই ডু আই শ্যাল রান ইন ফ্রম দেয়ার হোয়াট শ্যাল আই ডু বলছে ওনার বিরুদ্ধে কেউ উল্টা সিধা বলছে বলে আমি তাকে ডিফিট করতে পারছি না আমি তো জানি না ওসব
If you cannot stop them by your argument, then you'll have to be silent. And your silence will give him them
answer.
So much suffering that they will must suffer.
Thank you.
They should do. They were also doing so many things, nonsense about me that he's not respecting, he disrespecting to Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj.
Jiva?
So many things.
Brought,
he is Sahajiya, he is what? I don't care for him. So, like that.
Okay.
They are doing aparad, offense.
Yeah.
And they will have to
test.
Test.
The result.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Hari Bol, now we have time for this prasad.
You should read and tell me.
Yes, Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Ramesh, all, Sublok.
Hare Bol, I don't know everyone.
Narmada wants to.
For us, the bill, ring the bell.
कल मॉर्निंग में
तीन बजे सुबह जाएंगे कल
सुबह में ना
लेकिन कल हम मिल नहीं पाएंगे क्योंकि तीन बजे हम लोग को निकल जाना पड़ेगा आठ बजे तक लास्ट फ्लाइट है
माधव महाराज मैं तो कह रहा हूँ गोपाल में से तो नहीं अभी ये लोग फिर अभी
पैर में फिट नहीं हुआ
तो बहुत छुपा
हम जा रहे हैं देखने के लिए मिलेगा तो यहाँ पर लगता है फिर मिल जाएगा तो ले आते हैं
यहाँ पर लगता है जीवा का ने बीच में टेबल प्लीज
और आप बोल रहे थे न्यूयॉर्क में ये बनाने के लिए कोई हम लोग
Are you able to bring the table? Is there a difference between them?
Gurudev,
Jiva ko bhej dijiye wahan pe. Jiva ko New York bhej dijiye.
Yo, tum rehna. Tum wahan sudha kya hai? Tum log bhi nahi kuch bhi nahi.
Koi bolenge fir aa jane ke liye. Pankaj ko bhi bolenge tum sab se best sabki ke wahi aao. Ye bhi strong force hai.
ठीक गुरुदेव इनको गोपाल मंत्र दीजिए इनको
हम ले लेंगे
कुछ मत करो कुछ मत करो वाले अपने आप करेंगे
I want to give you a little report on the on the on
report,
the
report
they are president Mr. Bush don't them push
on the book table at the at
book
the
table.
This festival the book table is the most successful than in any other year
So many books went
because you have such strong desire grid and inspiring all your disciples in the heart Over $7,000 was made at this festival, and 3,500 books more than this. Your disciples are wanting to distribute, especially Ramanath Prabhu and the Guyan devotees from Guyan, and Sudarshan Prabhu and his wife getting so many books to take to their countries.
Very good. To Guyana.
To Orlando.
All so inspired.
Orlando.
Yes, Sudarshan Orlando.
Orlando.
Yes. Jayashree, for example, she told me Gurudev just gave me instruction to distribute books. Tell me what to get. Immediately, everyone's getting because you were telling them to get books.
Very good.
Mother,
blessing to you and your mother.
She's,
so because
you are doing so excellent, and your mother helping me in so many things.
Vishambar, Gopika Ji, Vrindavan Prabhu, your instruments.
Vishambar is making everyone better than him.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a real service.
Have you given a receipt?
Hari Bol, we'll take prasanga too late for here, take medicine already.
We can return.
Shri Gurudev, just one thing. The other day,
no, I have to go.
This devotee,
Brahmatirtha.
Other day, this devotee, on behalf of ISKCON, Brahmatirtha, he came to you to meet with you. You told him what you want, the GBC, that they must give official, change the previous ruling. After that, after he spoke with you, we met with him and we discussed with him how we can help the ISKCON side to do what you want. So we have a small committee and we are proposing that we can meet with small committee from them to discuss how they can.
First, if they are eager to proceed, then otherwise you should not do anything.
Yes.
The proposal should come from them.
Yes.
You should not give proposal.
They've made a proposal. They've sent a draft proposal.
They have to do that. Are you listening? Who want? Who is giving proposal? I don't believe on him.
Yeah.
No, one GBC committee. One of the committees from the GBC.
Yes.
Called the Vaishnava Relations Committee.
No, not only
one. They have given a proposal.
Yes.
That this is the first step. We have some small discussion and then we can try to write the resolution.
They should come more forward.
Yes.
Among GBC, there are so many committees. There is only one committee. When they pass rule for Gurudev to ban, in the same way, have to do everything by all
combined. We want this. We want to help them to do what you want. So,
what they want?
Yes.
Gurudev wants.
But,
I have not done anything. They have banned on
Yes, Gurudev.
We want to help them to do what you want.
So many devotees in this time want to change this. Only few are holding on. If we will preach them, then we can fix it.
If we meet with them, and we discuss, we should go on.
We should meet with them.
But proposals should not go from
our side.
It came from them.
Their proposal.
Yes,
their proposal.
And another thing,
we will meet with them.
They have to make the ULSN and they have to official paper sign all GBC and have to give Gurudev what they want to discuss.
Yes,
all
we will make
so much. We have no result will come for that. They will suck your energy only. Devotee will be GBC.
They are not going to talk to Gurudev.
Even they will come, they only suck your energy, nothing else. You can do.
Shambhavani Diti is with us. Shambhavani Diti also helping.
Last time,
because she is senior, they will respect.
Yes. Last time, Bhavanda said so many things.
But let me tell you, I asked Brahmatirtha. Prabhu was there. And he said, I said, why they don't apologize? They apologize.
You should go. Complete your sentence. Listen.
He told Brahmatirtha they don't want to apologize as long as Gurudev is alive because they are afraid. Of the repercussion upon their society.
No Brahmana told to Brahmatirtha they have to ask forgiveness for me. Well, no, unless aapne jodi jeevit thakbe aap kshama magbe na. This is nonsense. What to talk with them? Go.
Continue.
It never be happened.
I'm happy I'm not in your committee.
I have to move now, everybody.
We know your opinion. They don't want to come to hear Harikatha, they only want to suck your energy. Hey, this Ravindra, these guys never, the big guys, no.
Jack now,
can you?
আরে ওরা বলছে বক।
হ্যাঁ কেন বকবে?
কি হয়ে গেল?
পিছলে
সাল তো
conditions.
Yeah,
we will apologize if you do like this. If you
like the same thing happened with even
but Puti Patshidanaras was on planet, how much offense they made. Now after 20 years after his disappearance, they apologize.
Yeah.
What is the use? I tell you will do the same for our Gurudev.
Even
if they apologize, if they apologize now, all ISKCON followers will think that GBC is wrong, and they will all come to Gurudev.
Yeah, even you know, with Bhakti Brahma Puri Maharaj, no controversial. Still, I was in the room, and Jai Pataka came. I say, you are my Shiksha Guru, but because you are my Shiksha Guru, don't do this.
This time you are in Mayapur, Jabda sitting there, not even like this, Guru is passing like this.
We are walking right next to him. Not even looking.
Go to the hospital, you can come back. Not even moving one, not being
pronounced. I said, with the hospital, you can come back. I know. Listen, he said to Jai Pataka, you are my Shiksha Guru, but you don't have to.
Narada Maharaj is coming.
Right. And they just sent the proposal.
In Navadvip.
This time, in Mayapur, we went for darshan.
In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Prabhupada Samadhi. Deshadasa Baji Maharaj. Jai Pataka sitting.
Standing.
Standing. We are passing like this. Sing him, and again coming to sing him. Not even to pronounce.
But that's just what I know. But that's just what I know. And that's just what I told to Srila Gurudev.
They are controlling.
I'm not agreeing. They say they're not controlling. Padmanabha Maharaj say they're not controlling. They're not controlling the committees, but the whole society.
Sir, we are very happy without these guys. Very happy.
Of course.
We don't want these guys.
No, I know.
I want to make sure that they're never going to give in.
Maharaj, but I want to say one thing. Listen. Without ISKCON leaders, we are doing very well. If they would have been around, you and me would have no chance to get so much association and benefit from Srila Gurudev. They will take all Gurudev's energy. Yeah? And this is the fact. They are not interested. Yeah. To benefit the simple devotees. They want to somehow or other manipulate that they are, you know, seen as the best.
So are you saying then that Srila Gurudev doesn't want them to apologize to him?
Srila Gurudev wants that somehow or other, yeah, they will understand that they should apologize.
And that they should apologize.
Yeah.
We have to tell them.
If they understand, they have to apologize. But they want to wait till Gurudev leaves the planet, so, and then they were posthumous.
Not all.
Not everyone. I just said to Gurudev.
He said that. Brahma Tirtha.
But it's a generalization.
Right, but he said that there are some people. And I just said to Gurudev, I said, most of the people in ISKCON want you, and only a few. And I said, yes, I know this.
But I have seen with my own eyes.
There's a few who believe that.
I have only seen Radhanath Maharaj and Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj come to Gurudev in an honest and simple manner and apologize and be a normal Vaishnava. I have not seen anybody else, even the close, intimate, so-called friends of Gurudev.
Indra Dhamma Maharaj asked me to arrange a meeting with Gurudev. He personally asked me, he said, can you arrange a meeting with me with Gurudev? I want to speak with him. I want to talk to him.
Why they don't come in an honest and humble Vaishnava manner?
Because there's so much pressure from a few people at the top politically.
Our daughter is
pressing.
Bhakti Svarudamodar, he was not like that. Yeah.
Right. And that's why they murdered him.
So what do you think
happened there? To this day, they still haven't found those persons who threw the bomb.
So better stay away from these people. Yeah. This is the kind of people they are. They kill you.
But it's true, but not all everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting here. You have Pradmanabha, you have Bhagwat, myself, Jalakar. We're also prophets, disciples.
Yes, but see how many are coming easily. Gurukuli, so many devotees from ISKCON are coming without any invitation. And Gurudev is helping them.
That should continue.
Why should it stop?
But if we go in that area, they only want to manipulate and control. If they are so simple-hearted, why don't they follow the desire of the simple devotees? Yeah. Even those Gurukulis who came here, they are ready to kill these leaders of ISKCON. They're so fed up with them. Yeah.
We're only talking about obtaining an apology, no other thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing else linked to this.
You don't have to talk to them about that. They can figure it out themselves.
They just have to apologize by themselves and then present to us. Why do we have to ask them for apologies?
We don't have to explain them how to apologize.
They should come first.
Yeah.
We're not asking them.
They came
first. We're not asking them for an apology.
They have a list, Maharaj.
He came here the other day.
He came, Maharaj, before you met with him. He met with me and with Jalaka Prabhu. And he explained very clearly they have a list of conditions which they want to discuss with us before we can enter the area of apology. Yeah, they don't agree with our philosophy. Yeah, the Guru Tattva, the Jiva Tattva, these are big issues for them. Yeah. They will have so many points, and then they will say, if you guys agree upon these points, we will apologize. We don't want that. We want them to apologize first, and then we can discuss.
We are having talks.
I'm not telling.
We also want them to apologize, and that's the whole purpose of our meeting together, is to see how we can.
I mean, are you thinking that we're gonna agree to their conditions? We're not agreeing to their conditions.
I don't mind, Maharaj. If you have an interest in this, I'm just telling you honestly my humble opinion, what I perceive. You know that it's going to take your energy, Maharaj's energy. There is so many nice devotees who come around voluntarily. I have not seen one of them in Gurudev's classes, those so-called nice devotees you are talking about. Yeah. Even Brahmatirtha himself, who is a neutral guy, I haven't seen him in Gurudev's classes.
No.
Not even for the morning walks. What is their interest in Gurudev?
He did come on 2 morning walks, and he sat in the darshan.
He met. Take notes about what Gurudev was saying. Yeah. He didn't come because he wanted to come. He sent him in.
No. He was my guest. He wasn't sent as a spy. He was my guest.
I haven't seen him in any morning walks, but if he was there, good for him. Yeah. We are dealing with, you know, guys who are insidious, who can murder, who can do anything. Yes.
Yeah, but that's a mystery with them.
I want to find. What does Gurudev want me to do?
When he came here, this Brahmatirtha, I could see he's going to suck my energy. But even he's a nice guy, he's going to pull me in this area, and I have to, you know, sit with these other suckers, you know, these ISKCON leaders who have no interest. You know how much you have changed by Gurudev's mercy. Yeah. I know how much I have changed. I don't want to go back in that area, sitting to, you know, with people who are, you know, spinning their heads how to make a condition that we will agree with them on anything. Yes, we have no need to agree with them on anything.
Apology means a condition. Yes. Otherwise, it's not an apology.
Yes.
Something else. If you're really sorry, then you can't put conditions on. If they're not, then that's another story.
They're not on firm ground.
Yes.
They never asked Gurudev's advice when they wanted to ban him. And now we have to give them advice how they have to apologize?
No. But the only difference is, the only good thing I see is there's some talk. I'm agreeing. I agree with Gurudev. Says it should not come from us, and he should not. Neither should be forced to do anything. But the communication piece can be very interesting because think in a different way.
Sure.
In a different way. Like I was just starting Manavar. I went to New Vrindavan, and they practically asked me to do the whole thing. I preached Gurudev stuff, and most of the devotees, including the leaders, were very favorable to it. Now the GBC person wasn't, and they didn't know what to do with me.
But this is the point. We are doing communication. We are doing everything on levels outside of the political area,
yeah.
And if you want to discuss with them on a political level, how we have to make conditions and meet their demands, and then they will apologize. All the devotees,
I won't agree to that either.
The devotees, they are coming to you, to me, to others voluntarily, too, because they have some interest in bhakti.
Yeah.
If these people have any interest in bhakti, they should first of all, with their big heads, make a resolution in the GBC to unconditionally apologize.
Well, I would think people like Radhanath Swami would have done that.
So why they don't?
Did he do that or not? Has he ever come in and said that?
He's comfortable with that. Yeah. He's humble and respectful. Yeah. But
see, they're still under the
government. They do the conversation in
Madras. Yes. So you're not just about with them at all. Guru
initiation. If you want to discuss in Makunda's house,
I have that's his name, address. This is a discussion and argument.
Okay.
Harinam. He's Indian. He's a student.
He seemed to be pretty hot about this, and we were having reasonable discussions, and you were very reasonable, promise you.
Okay.
Now you're like a lion.
He should be here.
If they have interest, they'll come. Only Brahma Vidya came is
not like a lion too.
I told
yes,
but not with
Prabhu.
Me.
I told
the lion cow of lion is lion.
This is
lion cow also lion.
But Brahma Tirtha is a bum boy for Hiranyaka. Come on, give me a break.
Yes, he's simply. Hiranyaka Maharaj is yes man.
Yeah.
Whatever he does with ISKCON Resolve, I appreciate it. Let him resolve issues with Tripurari and everyone. If they, we were having a nice discussion, and I made it clear to him, Prabhu, if there is an apology from your side, an official apology signed by the GBC, and a committee comes to present it to Gurudev, then we can talk.
But we need to talk with them, and we will produce that.
Why you have so much interest? There, no one come. Why you interest to go there? I don't know. If they want, go.
But there's no harm in what he just said.
No harm in talking.
If they want to do that, then they give me up to
it's only talking.
Just talking. But that's not a problem.
I'm just worried, for the fact that we, understand what we are doing. Yeah.
It's talking.
You're kept informed of everything.
No one's doing anything.
It's not on anything for what?
I tell you everything.
I am happy, that I'm not involved, but I see poor Shamarani getting, completely distracted. When he came in my room, Brahma Tirtha, with all due respect, I could see this is going to take my energy. This direction. And I know these people, like Gurudev says, if they have Sukriti, then they can appreciate. If they have some interest to hear Harikata from Sadguru, advanced Vaishnavas, then they can appreciate what is the situation of their society. If they simply want to do politics, tit for tat, and he agreed that their guru tattva, their jiva tattva, is way different from our understanding.
But we're not dealing with all those issues. We're dealing with an apology to Gurudev, and we're going to, just discuss. It's only talk. It's just words. And there'll probably be a result.
There is always a result. Yeah.
But a favorable result.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, let's
but I see the result is here. These devotees who are coming here, they're sitting in Gurudev's darshan, and they become inspired to take shelter. This is the result I see. Yeah. And any other result, talking with these guys, we have been talking with Hridayananda Maharaj, and all they do is...
We're not talking with Hridayananda
Maharaj. All they do is lament. They lament in the end, saying that, I could not get quality time with Srila Narayan Maharaj. Yeah. But if I see simple-hearted devotees like Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he never lamented that I was not able to... And he was very simple and Vaishnava.
Radhanath is one of the people we'll be talking to.
Okay, well, he's a good friend of mine, Radhanath. So, now, the difference that I see is that, some of the devotees that'll be sincere
It's worth talking to. The difference is there are a lot of leaders, some leaders anyway, if they consider themselves leaders, that are gonna see themselves whatever they're doing, fine, let that be. But I mean, when it comes down like in Florida and stuff like that, I'll tell you, like in South Florida, when there's something that happens in ISKCON, they don't even call them, they call me, and I don't have anything to do with their stuff.
See, for their own best self interest, they should apologize.
Yes.
If they can't figure it out, like these devotees here telling,
let them do
when
it.
These old guys die, the ISKCON leaders, then we will have a new area.
Yeah.
But for their own benefit, if they can't figure this one out, they have committed Vaishnava aparad and they are suffering the results, the reaction still. We don't have to explain it to them.
No.
But if you want to explain it to them.
But the point with Ibadoni see with this, give them the opportunity to let them actually apologize. The difference is going to be, I don't see any harm in dialogue. I understand your points politically. I understand
right.
the points with, and that's it. All has valid. There's valid points in it. But I think a discussion between some people that want to do, they give them the opportunity. If they don't want to do it, and if it's political in there and all these conditional things, well, then that's not
here
a that's
people,
not their issue.
Bhagavan Das tried at level based. Hidaranda Maharaj came, Charu Maharaj came, Guru Prasad came, and more. Okay, but it will never be happen.
So it may not happen this time, but I still think we're in the same family.
Yeah,
that is true.
And so as we're in the same family, just like, you know, there's going to be a quarrel between wives and sometimes brothers and sometimes.
Yeah.
So, okay, if there's at least, you know, we don't have a problem. Just like you can go, maybe when Bhagavan Maharaj's disciples had the issue with you can go to someone and go, hey, Baba, what's going on? So the same kind of Krishna can do.
At Amramatirtha, when we traveled outside of India for
now,
1 year.
If they don't want to do it because of their society and their politics, so be it.
They thought that it is
stop
a simple thing. We can handle that.
It's
yeah, trying to stop us in Chakra. Now, 12 years later, they see, hey, we can't check them anymore. They have become such a strong, you know, prominent factor in the Vaishnava, you may say, society around the world, that we have to tackle this, how we can do that. And it all boils down to one thing, simple apology. Yeah.
Right.
And if they cannot figure that out with all their...
I think the point, Maharaj, is really important. Those that have disciples are the reluctant ones,
mm-hmm.
because they don't want to be seen as being, you know,
right.
they're not as qualified. They're not. But I mean, you know, their own ego is separating them from actually taking that step. Because, and really, what is this kind of effort? They're being controlled by a what? By some idea?
Well,
it's only controlled
by
Oh, Prabhu, most of ISKCON structure is based upon fear. They have this ability to instill fear in their followers, you know, that unless and until you do exactly what comes from the GBC, you know, you cannot be a member of ISKCON.
Yeah.
And they keep extra distance from their shishas, even from their godbrothers, to simply try to, you know, create an atmosphere that we are great devotees. Yeah, we are sincere followers of Srila Prabhupada, which we all want to accredit them for that. But if they are in, you know, that particular mood, it's going to be very hard for them, you know, to accept that there is another area which we are, you know, not maybe the most expert in, but we are benefiting so much from the gentle and the wonderful, sweet association from a real sadhu. And if they want, you know, to open the doors of ISKCON for that, because that's what's going to happen, yeah? And that is what they are afraid of, yeah? And everybody will be exposed to some different quality of sadhu sangha, yeah? Different quality of philosophy.
It's
because I told Brahmadeva Prabhu, he said ISKCON is so much improving. He says we're having these wonderful friendship and relationships, whatever it is. I said, Prabhu, you know what it is? Yeah, they're reading the books of Srila Narayana Maharaj, they're listening to his lectures, yeah, they're getting some interest to, you know, deepen their understanding of what is Bhakti Ras and what is the real message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
But don't you see this as inevitable?
It's inevitable.
I see two things.
But I see it will happen one way or another. It is already happening.
Well,
now, if they want to come from their level down to us, yeah, they should first of all start the real mistake to rectify that, which is they have to apologize.
You're not, you have no disagreement between it and us. The only thing I'm saying is I see it inevitable that what Prabhupada set up his organization and what Gurudev is doing as purity, the two at some point in time, whether everyone, all of the Prabhupada's disciples have to be dead before we do it, but I don't think so, but I think at some point in time, that's going to have to come together because that's the only thing that's going to make a worldwide movement.
Yeah, it will be the third generation or the fourth generation or whatever it is.
It'll happen soon.
Therefore, I openly told, you know, to Brahmatirtha Prabhu, I said, listen, we are working on our own organization. We having, you know, some wonderful steps which we have made. And we are, you know, wanting to do the exact same thing which Srila Prabhupada came for, to establish an organization based upon the principles of Madhyama Vaishnavas. And I told him, with all due respect, Prabhu, from my perception, within ISKCON, there is a great lack of proper understanding of what is Vaishnava Vedika according to Rupa Goswami's, you know, teachings in Upadeshamrita. Yeah, who is a proper Vaishnava, who is to be respected, who is to be, you know, taken association, and who you have to give your everything to. That Guru Tattva is, you know, completely up tatters.
Yeah, they don't
16
have
rounds and 4x for a few years, and then if nobody complains, you can be elected to a guru, to be a Diksha guru if you get 10 votes or 15 votes. Yeah.
You haven't caused anybody's, you know, everyone thinks they can be a part of your party. But you know what? I'll be really honest with you. Yeah. I didn't understand Guru Tattva until I met with Narayan Maharaj and listened from him. And read from Sridhar and Sridhar Maharaj's books.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. So how can we fault them for not understanding?
No, that is the point. But they know, and we know, that once they, you know, want to reach out to us, yeah, and open their doors, this is going to have a big impact upon their sangha. You know.
But I don't think they'll know how big an impact it will.
Well, they. That is why some of them have an idea. Yeah. And they are fearing that this will, you know, shatter their positions because they have some attachment or not
well,
a lot of attachment.
Right, we know that for the last. But
also, it depends on how Gurudev acted. Gurudev, you know, he's not interested in any of that stuff. He's not interested in any positions and stuff. He's naturally on a
yeah, that is another thing. But the point is, Vaishnava apparat is such a thing that unless that is rectified, there cannot be a proper alignment between the two societies. Yeah. And we can discuss about that. I think that's
the
great thing to do.
If they can
yeah.
rectify, we want to help
what
them to rectify it.
What kind of apology?
Unconditional.
Yeah,
unconditional apology.
Yeah,
that's the only apology that is an apology.
Yes, and then we can discuss about how we can interact with each other.
That's right. Yeah. So that's our only objective, to get an unconditional apology.
We can go to ISKCON. I just came back from New Vrindavan. We told them, I said, well, who's your, they had almost a revolution in the GBC by the time they were there. They put their own people in front. They invited us to preach. They invited us to come back to their festival.
Same is happening in Germany. We were in Toronto. The temple president comes to us. You know, don't tell it to anyone, she says, but I'm the only person who lives in the temple. Nobody respects anyone. Yeah. But it's a Sunday feast and we are in, I mean, this is like our house, yeah, the temple. And that is Toronto. That's one of the biggest,
hugest community in North America.
Yeah. I said, it's so sad, she says. Yeah, I feel so sad. Yeah.
About what?
And that's the condition of Prabhupada's society, yeah, the condition of the temple in Toronto. He said, really, my heart goes out. Her son is Gurudev's disciple, yeah. Her other son also came, Nitai, mother Subudhi.
Yeah.
So she said, Gurudev, even if they know that I'm here, they will make so many problems for me. Yeah. And I want to do my service for Prabhupada to maintain the temple. But the temple is dead. Yeah. Only Thakurji is served.
So you think conceivably it's time that, say for instance, the organ, here's what I see. We don't have any temples, any structures in America, in the North.
Right.
Everything's in India. So that is a problem in our sangha, that perception.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We have a temple in Tampa now.
Yeah. Vipa Swami was here the other day.
Oh, and he's giving it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, he brought a bhakta for Gurudev. He sat in with the initiations, and after the initiation, I put him on the phone with Budhara, who was his old buddy from Boston.
Yeah.
So he, at once, everything clicked, you know.
Fantastic.
And there is, I think it is happening. And
so these
whether things, they have to realize, it's going to be whether they want it or not, that people are going to come to us. Yeah.
I think
it's happening on every level.
I think they're realizing it, and that's why why these things are starting to happen.
Now finally they come to the conclusion, gee, we're late. What can we do? Maybe make some conditions? No, unconditional we want. From you guys, unconditional.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, part of your discussion is going to, at some point in time, they're going to come.
Okay.
Here's your facility. Now what are you going to do with facilities? And
we told it from the beginning. We can fill up your temples with energy and inspiration. Especially the ones that have no overhead.
Because I'm seeing that. They're approaching me on this kind of stuff already. I'm going, whoa. I'm not so close. I don't get a chance to associate so much. But I mean, it's like,
when a few more of these guys die, then, you know, it's the end of their story.
The ones that have killed Prabhupada,
where did he see him?
And
Ravindra and whatever his name is.
Ravindra Saru. He's the main
Ravindra, Jayapataka, and Badri.
Badri, should you take the top most offended?
You know, but they're like on their last legs. They're like, you know, it's like, because all it takes is any of us just to go for 20 minutes and talk to the people. I mean, you know, I spent an hour and almost had a revolution. I had to, like, when I left, they emailed me back, invited me to come back in, and they told Maladi that, you can have your place here, but don't expect you can go telling us what you can do. And I said, I better not show up for about a couple more weeks,
you know,
to come back there. Yeah.
And
right.
I should meet
Gurudev first. Right. I'm sure it will be successful, you know, whatever will be the outcome. But this is the take, and we don't want that.
No, we got the heart. We got the heart between you and Madhava Maharaj. The heart came through. I think that was very, I think everyone's message got that. We got that, you know. But I mean, I think it's, you know, like I said, I think it's inevitable, whether it's now, 10 years, or whatever.
Because really, you guys are the real leaders of ISKCON. Yeah, you are Prabhupada's legacy.
We're useless unless Gurudev gives, gives a little push somewhere to say, okay, to do something.
But they should come our way. We should not worry that we have to,
they will apologize?
Adopt their conditions. Unconditional apology, and then we can figure out how we can, take over the temples.
Let them try.
Let's see what they're offering.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
It's still recording.
Then you set up your kind of committee. You have some committee discussion.